Hi everyone, this is Aaron. Today is Thursday, February 8th, 2018. I'm recording from my car, and you are listening to the Sound Words Podcast. I have been blogging for quite some time now. I think I've been blogging even before Jess and I got married. I'm gonna have to go back and look at the date book and just see when it was that I started writing ideas down on the internet. But I am proud to announce that I am revamping my weekly newsletter. Now, some of you probably aren't even aware that I have a weekly newsletter. It's powered by MailChimp and Tumblr, and what it is an RSS feed of all of my blog articles during the week. At least, that's what it used to be. Starting tomorrow, I am launching my new and improved weekly newsletter. You know, I've been very unhappy with the way that the newsletter used to appear. Even though it was just an RSS feed, it was never nicely designed, and it didn't allow real flexibility into the type of content I wanted to push to those who were special to me, to those who subscribed to my weekly newsletter. Those who subscribe to the newsletter, you know, they want to hear from me. They don't want to miss any content. And that sounds really prideful, but, you know, I want to offer good content to those who subscribe. I think that's being kind, and I want to be kind in return. So this new newsletter is going to be more exclusive. It is going to be a personal letter written, at least typed, to those who subscribe, and it's going to be with them in mind. It will be a curation of all of the things that I do online across all different projects and platforms. You're going to hear about ETJ news. You're going to hear about SVRGN news. I'll talk about what I do at church and probably give more glimpses into my personal life. Of course, I will still provide links to all of the articles that I write on my blog, but it's going to look a lot nicer, and I think it will feel a lot better when you read it. You know what really pushed me into redesigning this newsletter is just looking at the way that content appears across multiple platforms. I use Tumblr as my blog platform, and it's a free platform, but unfortunately that means that I do have to do some shortcuts and some, do some work behind the scenes in order to make things look and feel the way I want them to. And while I can't get it perfect, I think I am making good use of the free platform. And so when my articles appear on Facebook, on my Facebook page, I want them to start looking a lot cleaner and appearing a lot better. And the same thing goes for Twitter. When I push my articles onto Twitter, I want them to look more pleasing to the eye. And so the same thing went for my newsletter. I got my newsletter maybe a week or two ago, and I just was not happy with the way it was appearing in my own email. And I said, man, if I don't even like the way this looks, for sure the people who are reading it are probably like, man, this is a little cobbled up together. It's a little stitched together. And I don't want it to appear that way. I want it to look like I put time into it. And so that means it's not going to be an automated process anymore. I am going to put time into this. So this is my final push for you to be a part of my exclusive newsletter email list. You can subscribe by going to musigoon.com, and on the left-hand column, there is a subscribe button. Just click on that. Or I'll put the links in the show notes to this podcast. Thanks for listening. Have a great week.